morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, December 28th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. We'll talk about that today. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. You know, a couple of things. Real quick. Things change quickly and then they change again. This morning's, you know, I was going to do the timeline. The subject matter from yesterday's broadcast, kind of a continuation. And then late yesterday, I talked to Richie from Boston. Well, we exchanged messages, and we were going to talk about David Crowley and, you know, David Crowley, Gray State, subject matter. Basically, and without getting off into, you know, down the rabbit hole now, that was the impromptu plan for today's broadcast. Well, as fate would have it, Richie, apparently his neck of the woods is without power this morning. And he sounded confident an hour ago that power would soon be restored. And then suddenly, not so much in about the last, I don't know, half hour or so. And so we are rescheduling for tomorrow, but that's probably better anyway, because now you have a chance to, I don't know, prepare yourself, I guess. I don't know. So, you know, we're shifting back to the continuation of yesterday's broadcast. Let me just start on this note, though. Speaking of the coincidences, the, you know, all those funny little coincidences that we see, we talk about that kind of stuff. If you think that these coincidences are always just coincidences, you know, you need to look a little closer, pay closer attention. And we're going to listen to one of the documentaries that PBS Frontline has aired on the subject of Saudi Arabia and Wahhabism and Salafism, what I would call political Islam, which has its origins, for all intents and purposes, these days in Saudi Arabia, the wellspring of the ideology. And that's what it is. It's not a religion. It's an ideology. The wellspring is Saudi Arabia. That's where the Wahhabi wellspring is kept. You know, the unholy Wahhabi-Saudi alliance dating back to before the founding of the American Republic is the roots of that ideology. So, and the guarding of that, you know, this symbiotic relationship, if you will, of power and control. Anyway, speaking of coincidences, you know, I mention Quigley's Anglo-American establishment on a regular basis. How about this excerpt from Quigley's Anglo-American establishment? Speaking or concerning the London Times, you know, he wrote on page 114, the greater part of the Times, its, the Times influence, arose from its position as one of several branches of a single group. Now remember, maybe I'll start this way. You will recall, perhaps, as I frequently mention when the Anglo-American establishment, the book, Quigley's book, is mentioned, I always go to Amazon's book description. Is Amazon a conspiracy website? And people will say, no, but, you know, well, first of all, looking at the cover of the book, The Anglo-American Establishment, it's a curious cover, isn't it? With the British Union as the backdrop of the inset American flag, United States flag, perhaps, but more specifically, the American flag is upside down and backwards. Why is that? Curious. So there's, you know, there's that, as Richie would say. And I leave it to the listener to investigate further on that. But the Amazon book description reads, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Huh, that's interesting. But drawing from the book on the subject of coincidence, and, you know, these just, you know, these coincidences, this, of course, you know, dates back 100 years. So Quigley's writing of the Times, London Times, the greater part of the Times influence arose from its position as one of several branches of a single group, the Milner Group. Same group that is hinted at or implied in the Amazon book description. By the interaction of these various branches on one another, under the pretense that each branch was an autonomous power, the influence of each branch. Now, think about the think tanks. And for that matter, again, Richard Sakwa's words, I think, are very instructive concerning all of the, you know, anything, all of the alphabets, including the UN and all of these NGOs and NPOs and foundations, think tanks, et cetera, et cetera. Richard Sakwa and, you know, his remark that there's a fateful geographical paradox. NATO exists to manage the risks created by its existence. And so this is the operative concept with all of these organizations. You know, Rand Corporation, Brookings, used to be the Institute for Government Research, CSIS, IISS, USIP, all of these just this litany of think tanks and foundations. You know, they create the only the problems that they allegedly purport to tackle. So anyway, continuing, think of that concept. It's not just the Times. It's not just the media. That's the point. By the interaction of these various branches on one another, under the pretense that each branch was an autonomous power, the influence of each branch was increased through a process of mutual reinforcement. I've talked about this mutual reinforcement in the kind of circular finger pointing of so-called experts. You know, they create these stupid groups. I won't use the pejorative term that's inappropriate for radio, but you probably know what I mean. And it's just stupid little clubs. Who says that anyone's an expert, and who determines what how to quantify what an expert on anything is anyway? If you follow what I mean, this is all just basically, it's all just propaganda, essentially. You know, really, it's Bernays's PR, public relations. So the circular finger pointing, you know, everybody's an expert, all of the fellows and senior fellows at all of these organizations. So the influence of each branch was increased through a process of mutual reinforcement. The unanimity, getting to the coincidence, it's coming. Unanimity among the various branches was believed by the outside world to be the result of the influence of a single truth, capital T. While really, it was a result of the existence of a single group operating behind the scenes, obviously. And this is sort of a counterfeiting. This is, again, this is the counterfeiting of God's character and nature. Just like the devil said, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. The Holy Spirit does this sort of thing with, you know, folks, Romans 8:28 style. God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Hands, feet, eyes, and ears, basically, as Paul wrote. Hands don't do what feet do. Eyes don't do what ears do. But all the members of the living body of Christ get their marching orders, so to speak, independently of one another. They don't have to talk. This is why, for example, Acts chapter 2 is not communism, as I've mentioned many times. So it's a matter of who decides. So this is the devil's counterfeiting of that concept of the Holy Spirit and divine inspiration of folks who may not be in communication, but then they talk. And guess what? That's what I heard too. That's the same. Wow, that's really cool. So the outside world, the unanimity among the various branches was believed by the outside world to be the result of the influence of a single truth, while really it was the result of the existence of a single group. Thus, a statesman, a member of the group, announces a policy. About the same time, the Royal Institute of International Affairs publishes a study on the subject. And an Oxford Don, a fellow of all souls, a member of the group, also publishes a volume on the subject, probably through a publishing house like G. Bell and Sons or Faber and Faber, allied to the group. The statesman's policy is subjected to critical analysis and final approval in a leader in the Times, while the two books are reviewed in a single review in the Times Literary Supplement. Both the leader, quote-unquote, and the review are anonymous but written by the members of the group. Now, on this point, I would remind the listener of what we keep hearing in what we heard, I would say, predominantly throughout 2017, coming through the end of 2016 and into 2017. Excuse me, as far as the anonymous sources say, because this is what I always think of, but it's a provocative and curious twist on the concept of anonymous sources. If you're familiar with this, to me, this is what I always think. Kind of like I always think the FBI is suspect number one when things don't add up. And more they don't seem to, do they? Both the leader and the review are anonymous, but are written by the members of the group, sometimes the same member. And finally, at about the same time, an anonymous article in the roundtable strongly advocates the same policy. The cumulative effect of such tactics is as this: even if each tactical move influences only a small number of important people, is bound to be great. But still haven't gotten to the coincidence. It's coming. So this is why I marvel at these videos. You know, I've mentioned some of them, the AI videos, for example. They get just scant few views, for example. The one that comes most readily to mind is the SAP's Leonardo broadcast, and it was Andrew McAfee. And so far, it's had 542 views. And you know, this is part of a major global initiative, highly influential, et cetera, et cetera. This kind of thing. It's been seen 500 times. It's totally, as far as you and I are concerned, it's totally obscure. It's totally lost in the wilderness somewhere, but it gets pointed to here and there or replayed by a think tanky place or mentioned by a news outlet or something. Doesn't get seen, doesn't get picked up, but just as Quigley wrote, the cumulative effect of such tactics as this, even if each tactical move, and same thing with the Future Investment Initiative, for example, back in November in Saudi Arabia. You know, the most backward people in the world, and I really don't mean that pejoratively. I mean, the Wahhabism is, you know, they're Luddites. I mean, it's kind of like an evil version of the Amish. You know, technology is bad. This is part of the reason why the Saudi royalty has to distance itself from the devout Wahhabi religious sects, because now Saudi Arabia, of course, wants to take the world forward or lead that charge in combating extremism. Well, there's obviously a problem with the hypocrisy of that charge, but I digress. Anyway, hopefully this makes sense. The cumulative effect of such tactics as this, even if each tactical move influences only a small number of important people, is bound to be great. We have the World Economic Forum right on the, you know, that nonsense is about to happen again this coming month. So even if the videos only get seen by a few people, of course, they'll get picked up in the mainstream press because it's the group. Follow me? And so it's that unified message. It's diabolically brilliant, you might say. If necessary, the strategy can be carried further by arranging for the secretary to the Rhodes trustees to go to America, to go to America for a series of quote-unquote informal discussions with former Rhodes scholars. While a prominent retired statesman, possibly a former viceroy of India, is persuaded to say a few words at the unveiling of a plaque in All Souls or New College in honor of some deceased warden. But here's the punchline, as far as coincidence is concerned. By a curious coincidence, Quigley wrote, both the informal discussions, quote-unquote, in America and the unveiling speech at Oxford touch on the same topical subject, probably including some of the same sound bites. What a curious coincidence. So, from now on, if you hadn't come across that passage before or others like it, because there are, maybe keep that in mind the next time you run across curious coincidence after curious coincidence after curious coincidence, and you will find they are numerous. The more you start to look, the more, and I'm not talking about voodoo theology. I'm talking about, you know, curious coincidences, and there are curious coincidences. So, the great news today is, as far as I'm concerned, is that Richie from Boston is on tomorrow, and that should be great. The reason that I reached out to him was the fundraiser effort that he's doing, the t-shirt thing. I'm going to have to get some more information on that. I asked for information and haven't heard back yet, so maybe I'll grab that in one of the upcoming breaks and pass that along. Actually, someone could grab that maybe and post that in the chat area. That would be fantastic. At roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for folks who would be interested. He's doing a fundraising effort I think it's a cool thing. It sounds like a cool thing for a specific young lady, family. And so anything that I can do to help in that effort, I am happy to do. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire...
Richie's on tomorrow. Fundraiser is a cool thing. Got to post some information on that. I'll mention that probably after the next break. Before we get rolling, just some housekeeping stuff. First of all, let me say my apologies to the callers. There were a few that we didn't get to yesterday, and I apologize. I will work on doing a better job of managing time. I appreciate everyone's comments, and this seems to be a broadcast where we usually allow callers a little more time than I think most, and hopefully that's because things that are articulated are not just, you know, vapid sound bites, but sometimes the fleshing out of complex subject matter and broad topical issues. So I appreciate everyone's patience with my own shortcomings as far as that is concerned, and with everyone else too. I think we do a pretty good job in spite of those kinds of issues making the rounds, so to speak. I hope that no one feels singled out or anything like that. I'm not certainly not trying to do that. And even if it seems like some people get maybe more time than others at certain times, but I don't believe that it's any one person that gets lots of time and any other person that gets no time. So hopefully that's not the case and no one feels that way. It's certainly not my intention. And I don't think it is anyone else's. So I I suppose we could open up the phone lines early today, too. I do want to get back to the subject of yesterday. So I'll open up the phone lines. If you have a comment, I guess I would say, you know, let's keep it short until we get back to the subject of yesterday, because it's critically important to understand what's happening that is creating the – what has been done, the groundwork that's been laid to really kind of put the wheels in motion that now we hear about on a regular basis. You know, we hear, for example, ISIS is – I keep seeing these – flashes of the media, mainstream press, you know, Fox in particular. ISIS is 98% wiped out, which is great news, right? No. Well, why not? Exactly. Haven't we heard this before? First it was the Taliban, then Al-Qaeda, and, you know, we keep hearing it's the same rinse and repeat scenario. So, obviously, if there's another outgrowth every time we turn around, maybe we're not, maybe we're just pruning evil. Maybe. So we'll get to that in a minute, and I think that's important. But we'll open up the phone lines early. Till we get through that, let's try to keep it short. Phone lines 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So a couple other things, a little housekeeping before we get started. Is it me, or do all websites absolutely suck these days? Endless ads, infinite scroll, and now as you're scrolling, it seems like every site now is adopting the fancy JavaScript trick of swapping URLs. So if you want to bookmark something, did I bookmark it? My URL changed like six times, my URL. It keeps changing on the fly. I swear I hear Chris Berman's whoop while I'm getting dizzy browsing. No offense to Chris and my belated condolences. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
So, you know, just again, I guess some more kind of random housekeeping before we get into the subject of tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to focus probably on, I guess, the discussion is probably going to center primarily around Eric Nelson's documentary, A Gray State. And so if you haven't watched it, you can watch it on Netflix. You can maybe start there, and a number of the, or you can go the other direction. If you're not familiar, maybe acquaint yourself or reacquaint yourself with the storyline. David Crowley, Gray State storyline. And if you watch A Gray State, Eric Nelson's documentary, you will invariably, I think, come away feeling propagandized. You know, this is, it's one of those things where it's made obviously in such a way as to draw you to only one conclusion. Imagine that. So that's probably going to be largely the subject of tomorrow's broadcast and discussion. It's probably going to center around that. And if you go watch Richie's last couple of videos, I think, last two, as far as I know, you'll see what I'm talking about. So that's probably enough on that. I'm going to get to the timeline thing in a minute, but on that, you know, today You know, Donald Trump keeps saying he wants to end chain migration. And this gets to another thing. I think, you know, I mentioned the story. I'll probably get back to it. One of the most provocative takeaways from 2017 was, I think, the way that artificial intelligence is being used at an unprecedented level to game people, even down to an individual level. In other words, what Bernays did, what Bernays was to groupthink, manipulating the herd and the herd mentality. So, you know, we have kids going to school and or so-called going to propaganda mills, stamping out creativity and droning in those mantras of, you know, individuality is bad, herd think, group think good, think local or think global, act local, all that kind of nonsense. Now, we don't need schools anymore, so you can be home, or we don't need these propaganda mills, really is what they are. They're not schools. So you can have your kids stay home and be inculcated via the web, and artificial intelligence will ensure that they're more effectively propagandized at an individual level than Bernays could have ever envisioned groupthink or herdthink could ever accomplish. That's a provocative takeaway. So watching the way that we're being gamed, you know, played in game theory fashion, and I really do think that's the operative concept, I've noticed and tried to articulate. I said last year at the beginning of 2016, I think, or maybe it was 2015, that I should do a whole series on logical fallacies, just some basic, you know, kind of identifying logical fallacies and headlines, especially straw men. And I need to find a clever, catchy name for some of them, like this one degree of offness or one degree of separation kind of thing. Donald Trump going after chain migration it's a straw man. The 1965 Immigration Act, you know, the mainstream press is reporting today that according to the Center for Immigration Studies and U.S. Census data, looking back, comparing 2005 to 2015, the number of Sub-Saharan Africa and Middle Eastern immigrants has, well, roughly doubled in the last 10 years or so. And people will say, oh my goodness, that's not the problem. The first part of that problem, which came after, I know that doesn't make sense, but you know, 1965 Immigration Act kind of shifted the way that where much of the shifted the influx of immigrants. It did have a change. But where this really starts to become concerning is when we understand how this pervasive Wahhabi influence has infected all of Saudi Arabia's neighbors. So, you know, first of all, it's an established, undeniable fact that if America has been attacked, it's been attacked most by Saudi Arabia. Speaking of 9/11, 15 and 19 alleged hijackers were in fact Saudi. And by the way, as J. Michael Springman reminds us, those folks got their visas. They never should have. They were known terrorists, never should have had visas in the first place, but got their visas from the CIA's Jeddah consulate through what J. Michael Springman calls the Visas for Terrorists program, U.S. government's Visas for Terrorists program. All 15. 15 out of 15. Ding, ding, ding. Why is no one shouting at the CIA for culpability in this issue? CIA, suspect number one. Always. Every single time. So the numbers have doubled. The 1965 Immigration Act, of course, shifted the tracks, so to speak, of the influx of immigrants. There's no denying that. But what came later in the late 70s in the form of the CIA's Operation Cyclone, the arming, equipping, training of the Afghan Mujahideen is where the if there's anything coming through our borders that is problematic, it's that. But we have other problems. We have Saudi influence infecting our highest halls of education, you know, Ivy League schools like Yale and Harvard and Stanford. Everybody's getting these Wahhabi studies. We have the Gulen Network in charter schools. And for that matter, every time we hear of an incident, so-and-so was self-radicalized on the internet. Well, what is that? Where is that coming from? It's the same stuff. It's an established fact that ISIS, for example, well, they didn't have – what materials did they have? Whoever they are at the moment, they had none. So it's an established, documented fact that ISIS has referred to Saudi Wahhabi texts. So anyway, if America gets attacked, the numbers are Saudi Arabia, Egypt, United Arab Emirates primarily. All obviously Saudi Arabia is the wellspring of Wahhabism and Salafism. And so from there, it infects its neighbors, Egypt, UAE, and beyond, obviously. That's where it comes from. And then these ticks go out and spread that social virus far and wide. But there's more to that story, and I'm going to get to that because it's critically important to understand. So this whole chain migration thing, as great as it sounds, you know, first of all, the last however many you want to count, folks are not recent immigrants. We keep hearing they're self-radicalized in most cases online, which is totally disingenuous. The intelligence community has tools. I mean, Zeynep Tufekci, we should play that clip again over and over, just like Trevor Aronson's. Zeynep Tufekci, her latest TED Talk, her talking about the fact that Facebook the artificial intelligence that Facebook uses can identify the onset of mania in people, is how she put it. So they can find you and then they can radicalize you, which is another part of the talk. I mean, if you understand what she's saying, you can kind of, if you understand the intelligence community and their proxies have the tools to harness that, you know, social media obviously is, it's not a coincidence that Facebook suddenly came out of nowhere and the Open Source Intelligence Initiative, the broader intelligence community's OSINT initiative, ratcheted up in high gear at literally the same time. That's not a coincidence. Facebook, again, the coup with Facebook is that Facebook forces you to use your real identity, so to speak. It's very difficult to use a counterfeit identity, which is why the intelligence community loves Facebook. So if you understand that they have the tools and the capability to harness that, to go find you through the powers of open source intelligence, and you know, if you're a person with a great backstory, like you're an Uzbeki immigrant and you know, you've frequented a mosque that we have informants and a planted imam at, then, you know, maybe we follow you around on the internet, and when something needs to happen, well, suddenly you were self-radicalized. And as you jumped out of your rented vehicle, for what purpose, you know, the handlers only know, you have stacks of notes that fall out behind you and, you know, saying that God is great, Allahu Akbar, just absolute nonsense. And you jump out with your airsoft and BB gun to do what? You know, I'm sure he was supposed to be Saifullah Saipov. I'm sure he was probably supposed to be suicided by cop. Anyway, the chain migration issue is a straw man. That's the point. A couple of other little housekeeping notes, and we'll go to the phones. From yesterday, I was going to make the correction. There are a few other things, but just real quick, the correction. The flight that I mentioned yesterday was actually Tokyo bound, and I got that backwards somehow. I'm not sure how, but the fact that it was Tokyo bound, incidentally, makes the story all the worse and the point even more relevant. The Fox News headline, Chrissy Teigen tweets from Tokyo bound flight, forced to turn around due to unauthorized person on plane. Unauthorized person. Do you realize, do people realize what a farce, what a sham TSA, and for that matter DHS is, the ruse that it's, you know, for anyone's safety? From that story, quote, supermodel Chrissy Teigen live tweeted her disastrous experience aboard a Tokyo-bound jet that made a U-turn about 4 hours, 4 hours into the flight due to an unauthorized person, quote unquote, on the plane. But more to the point from yesterday, this tweet from Chrissy Teigen, which is included in the story, she tweeted, quote, they keep saying the person had a United ticket. We are on ANA. So basically, the boarding pass scanner is just a beedoop machine that makes beedoop noises that register to nowhere. Does that sound alarms in anyone's minds? Then why are children being groped, and why are people being strip searched at the airport if an unauthorized person who didn't even have a boarding pass for that flight, or that airline for that matter, just happened to hang out on an 11-hour flight for 4 hours? But I digress. There are other things, but let's go to the phones real quick in the remaining moments here and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Chris, I can't encourage the listeners enough to take seriously your comments and the quotes from the Anglo-American establishment. And it's online; it can be read without even being purchased. But I took some notes and just I used a little corny shorthand, and on page 303. It pretty the conclusion is pretty much there. It says, the Milner Group, then I put a three-dot ellipsis, realized that American intervention in the war was absolutely essential to ensure a British victory. Now, I think that book
Could you repeat that, please?
Okay, page 303.
It bears repeating, I think.
Yeah, page 303 in the Anglo-American Establishment by Carol Quigley. Page 303, the Milner Group, three-dot ellipsis, realized that American intervention in the war was absolutely essential to ensure a British victory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that pretty much summarizes this extraordinary book. And this man has, because he was a college professor that Bill Clinton was taught by, so he has he was essentially demonized as this hardcore leftist liberal, which he may have been in his personal philosophy. But nevertheless, this book is it's stunning, and I took notes, and I'll keep it short and respect what you said there, but I highly encourage this and support your contention that this is an important book to read.
Well, feel free to hang around for the next segment here. Five words I would say that quickly, well, we'll come back to that in a second.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Welcome back. You know, so Dave, on that note, to your point, I think of six words from Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, actually, in this case. I'll just give the whole quote. You know, well, actually, the six words are: there does exist an international Anglophile network. So that's seven, I guess. But he wrote, there does exist and has existed for a generation an international Anglophile network. And so the point in mentioning that, you know, and in conjunction with what you're saying, is why I always go to Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. We understand warfare. Warfare is waged by deception, largely. It's one of the central tenets of war. And it's an established maxim of history that if you are going to wage war, false flag, Trojan horse, a false face is customary. It's characteristic of war. And so you see in Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, for example, he says to, you know, to educate the people basically that possess thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes. You know, Jefferson puts it that way. Jackson puts it similarly. Washington puts it similarly, you know, in Jackson and Washington's farewell addresses, respectively. You know, intriguers, a small but artful minority. They're not naming folks specifically because the moment you name them, people I don't think realize the moment you name them, they're going to call themselves something else anyway. And for that matter, sometimes they create these limited hangouts for people to fight over and fight about, these terms that get people fighting and they can't break away or break out of that limited hangout of controversy and balkanization.
I totally agree. And what you, the quote from Tragedy and Hope is that does. It summarizes it. But then, see, the question becomes, okay, who is an Anglo, all right? Who is it?
Right.
And is there any difference between an Anglo and a British or a resident of the UK or a resident of the Commonwealth? And so that's what the question becomes, and it's perplexing, but Sienna Guillory would be a good study for that because she's identified as all of that and part American and part English, an American father and an English mother, and much like Churchill was. And so yeah. It's like, are we Americans or are we English? Are we Americans or are we British? We're Americans, and it's a there's a distinction there that is quite different and separate.
Exactly, and I'm sick and tired of seeing royal families getting married, or I don't care. I'm American. It doesn't concern me one way or the other. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.